Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Karen Carmichael, and I'm here in the studio with Rebecca Skelton, an artist, with a gallery space at the Arts Lofts, which is located above the Florida Craft Art Gallery at 5th and Central, downtown St. Pete. Welcome to the studio, Rebecca.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
So tell our listeners where you're from and maybe how that affects your work.
Well, I'm from Auburn, Alabama, went to college there. I'm affected, I'm sure, by everything I see, hear, feel, you know about, but mainly my art comes out of an inner landscape. So I'm not directly affected by my surroundings. My work tends to be often abstract or out of my imagination.
So who are your biggest artistic influences?
Well, originally Leonardo, love him. Cave paintings, especially Chauvet, have been a huge influence. They just make my heart race. And since college, that was introduced more into expressionism and surrealism and magic realism, which is sort of surrealism without the baggage.
Do you have a favorite medium?
I like to change mediums all the time. When I start getting good at something, my work gets boring, so I have to keep challenging myself. I work in mainly oil paint, copper sculpture, and mixed material figure drawing.
Where do you get your inspiration?
I get a lot of inspiration from the materials themselves. That's the show up and work part. And just working with paint, pushing it around, I'll start to see things in the paint. And with the drawing, you just show up to draw the model because that's the model's the source. And then sculpture has to stand up in real life. So I'll be bending wires and sometimes I'll make maquettes out of heavy paper just to make sure things are going to stand up because sculpture has a different set of requirements. It has to actually support its own weight. Whereas if it's just an image on paper, it could be anything.
What motivates you to create?
I can't seem to stop myself. I have to be doing something all the time. I have to be making something. Even when I was a little kid, I'd be like making little crochet bracelets or bending wires even then, or drawing or something. I made clothes. I designed and made clothes when I was in junior high starting. It's just, I can't not be making something. Actually, sewing is a precursor to sculpture. I discovered that, in my thinking later on, because it also is a 3D thing that has to hold up.
What do you do to develop your art skills?
Well, I studied it in college. Periodically take workshops or classes, like jewelry, or I plan to take a glass blowing. I've taken other glass classes, glass forming, beads or torch work, or done some. I did a couple of drawing marathons up at New York Studio School that were like 2 weeks worth of 12-hour days, which will break you down and then you build yourself back up. I'm constantly developing it because I draw from a model a couple of times a week for years now. That keeps my hand skills and eye skills good and keeps it real.
So when you first got to the studio today, you mentioned that you were a teacher.
Yes.
How did that, did you teach children, adults?
I've taught a lot of different things. Children are not my thing. I don't really have a lot of patience. And I tend to have to really watch my vocabulary. But I'd started out with the idea that I would be teaching in college. I got an MFA with that in mind. And it didn't work out for a long time. So I went and worked in the advertising industry. And then sort of gradually started teaching at Morian Arts Center, for one, and then from there into adjunct teaching at various colleges, University of Tampa, Eckerd College, St. Pete College, USF, HCC, and Ybor once. So all over the place.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm retired now, mm-hmm. and I just teach it at Morian occasionally.
I asked you that because often we learn more from our kids, or just as much from our students, right?
Absolutely.
In my case, it was kids, but in your case, it was adults, right?
Absolutely. Mostly adults. Mm-hmm. But it's true because everybody comes in with ideas, and they're ideas you never, ever would have thought of. And they see, even when you think you explain things real clearly, they interpret it in some other way because generally these are creative people. And they're not able to, I think, process things as you say them. They have to add their own spin, and then you end up going places you never knew about.
Do you have a purpose or goal for your work?
It's just to express my ideas and feelings. Sometimes when I'm working, or just out of the blue, I'll have an image. Most of the time, it comes out of the working with the material. But every so often, I just will have... It's like a bolt from the blue, and I know the muse says, you must make this.
So clearly you've been involved in art for a very long time,
yeah,
right?
Right.
How has your style changed over time?
It's changed a lot. It's actually gotten much more sophisticated. When I was younger, I really liked the very raw expressionist stuff and outsider art, and I think I tried to make it look less... educated then, but now I really enjoy having it be more refined looking.
Do you have a network of other artists that you work with or that support you?
Everybody at Art Lofts is sort of a network, especially the few other artists up there that we have a sort of art marketing group, which we're supposed to make ourselves market our work, but it's kind of like... It's evolved because some of us are fine at marketing our work. I am not. Mm-hmm. And I think I would have to have a gun to my head to make me actually go and do the things I'm supposed to do to market my work. And I don't know why. I can market other people's work. No problem.
Well, you're too busy creating your work.
I guess.
Right. Do you enjoy visiting any of the local museums?
I kind of rotate through them. We are members at the Museum of Fine Art and the Dali, Florida Craft Art. We also rotate through Ringling and Tampa Museum of Art. Haven't joined the James yet. We have some excellent, excellent museums. I was a member for a couple of years at the Museum of Arts and Crafts, which I love the whole arts and crafts movement. It was just beautiful. I always liked the idea of handmade things.
Mm-hmm. That was a real asset to our collection of art museums, you know, the Arts and Crafts Museum. I think
I know. I could not wait for it to open, and it has got gorgeous things. Mm-hmm. And I do like that whole movement, you know, a reaction to the industrialization. Mm-hmm.
And the James, I love the James.
Oh yeah, and I thought Western art, do I like? But it was like it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
It is. It's very. It's
beautiful work.
It's beautiful. It's colorful. I've been taking my grandson there for years, ever since it opened. We call it the Cowboy Museum.
Yeah, and it's you know, my mind was opened.
Yeah, yeah, and the installations that they have periodically, mm-hmm. they go through. They're all different.
Yeah,
it's not really relating to Western art.
I know.
You don't know what you're going to
find. It's a bit much bigger umbrella than I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't get to as many museums as I would like, but we try to get to, you know, rotate through the area museums as much as we can.
So tell our listeners where they can find you, Rebecca.
I'm on Facebook, Rebecca Skelton Art, Instagram, Rebecca Skelton Art Studio.
The gallery is on the second floor.
Yeah, we're Art Lofts is on the second floor upstairs from Florida Craft Art Gallery.
What number are you?
I'm 202.
So Studio 202.
Yeah.
Upstairs from Florida Craft Art. Radio St. Pete listeners, I've been speaking to Rebecca Skelton. She is an artist with the gallery space at the Art Lofts upstairs from Florida Craft Gallery at 5th and Central downtown. Studio 202. Rebecca, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm Karen Carmichael for Radio St. Pete.